Hey, today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Nun Hey. We are holding a daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are talking about being Mosif a Chumash. So we're going to take a little bit of a detour in today's daf and stop talking about Chumash for a while, and then we're going to come back to it at the end of the daf. So first we're going to talk about why it is what we ended the share with yesterday, which is why it is that we're only Mosif a Chumash on Hekdish Rishon, but not on Hekdish Sheni, which means first generation Hekdish. You're Makdish Naidim, you want to be Podit, you're Mosif a Chomesh. But what if you exchange the Kedusha of that item onto another item, and then you want to be Podit that second item, then there's no Safas Chomesh anymore. That's the Chiddush of Rishon and Levi. The Gemara is going to try to figure out where he gets that from, and the details of that Limut somehow comes out from Behemoth Temeah, from the fact that the Torah gives the example of Behemoth Temeah as the example of a Safas Chomesh. Somehow that's how it's all derived. Then on the Mishnah Amud Aleph and Nehei Amud Aleph, we're going to give five different halachos. It's a list of five different halachos that all depend on Shava Pruta, where the shear of the halacha to be relevant is Shava Pruta. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we didn't mention some other potential halachos that maybe involve Shava Pruta, and it's going to talk about whether Beis Din deals with a pachas mishava pruta. Is Beis Din going to hear cases that are involved less than a Shava Pruta? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to go back to our Chomesh issue, and it's going to give five different dinim where we add a chomesh, where the halacha is that you're mosif a chomesh. The Gemara is going to talk about whether the chachamim are as machmir with dinim derabanan as they are with dinim midah oraisa. It's a broad shas discussion whether asu chacham chizik ledevrayim kishal Torah or the lo asu chacham chizik ledevrayim kishal Torah, but that's going to emerge from the discussion of chomesh in the Mishnah. So let's pick up again. Let's actually backtrack a little bit. Go back to Gufa on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Gufa, about 10 lines before the lines got wide. Amar Rabbi Shur ben Levi. So Rabbi Shur ben Levi had said this chiddush that al hegdish rishon mosif chomesh, al hegdish sheni ein mosif chomesh. That we add a chomesh to first generation hegdish, but not to second generation hegdish. Amar Rav, my time with Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Where does Rabbi Shur ben Levi get it from? Amar Krav, im magdish yigal es beso. Pasuk says, "V'ma magdish yigal es beso," and it talks about your mosif a chomesh. So, who is mosif a chomesh? Hamagdish v'lo hamatfis. Only when it's the original kedusha, when you originally magdish the item, but not if you're matfis, which means you transfer the kedusha from one item to another, then you are not mosif a chomesh. Tani Tanu Kamed Rabbi Lazar, v'imba behema tmeya ufada be'erkecha. The pasuk describes behema tmeya having kedusha, so you have to be pulled to that kedusha. Obviously, you can't bring a behemoth tamei as a korban, so you're going to have to be pulled to that kedusha. The pasuk describes then v'yasav chamishi. So then you add an extra chomesh when you are pulled there. So we darshan. Why does it give an example of behemoth tamei? Whatever you're going to be most of chomesh to has to be in some way similar to a behemoth tamei. In what ways? As follows: ma behemoth tamei miuchedas shetchilasa hegdish v'kula l'shamayim. Umolin ba, just like behemoth tamei, is something that is tchilasa hegdish. It is the initial thing that you made kodesh. It is entirely l'shamayim. No one gets any benefit from it. It goes entirely l'shamayim, and it's subject to meila. Av kol shetchilasa hegdish bekula l'shamayim molin ba. So to anything that's tchilasa hegdish and kula l'shamayim is molin ba and is subject to the din of chomesh. Amalei Rav Lazar l'tana. Bishlam kulul l'shamayim. I understand what kulul l'shamayim is coming to tell me. L'mu'ute kachem kalim, to exclude kachem kalim, where kiven dislu l'baylim begavayu less bumi'ila. That since the baylim don't have any chelak of, since the baylim do have a chelak of kachem kalim, the baylim are allowed to eat the meat of their own kachem kalim. So therefore, it's not going to be subject to mi'ila. Adrabi, you're supposed to get hana from the part that's supposed to go to the baylim, so it's not going to be subject to mi'ila. What does it mean though when it says Tchilas Hegdish? Tchilas Hegdish Hudis Fumila, Sof Hegdish Lesbe Mila? Could that really be that only the initial item you made Hegdish is subject to Mi'ila, but Sof Hegdish, that which ultimately is going to be Kadosh and going to be used by the Beis HaMikdash, when you've transferred the Kedusha onto another item and that second item that's ultimately going to be used by the Beis HaMikdash, it's not subject to Mi'ila? Allah. So what does that mean? Says Gemara, no, Dilma li'inyan chomesh ka'amrit. Maybe this whole halacha is not about mi'ila, but it's really about chomesh, meaning the halacha that we're deriving from behemah tameya is not that only things that are similar to behemah tameya are subject to mi'ila, but only things that are similar to behemah tameya are subject to the din of chomesh, as Rashi points out on the bottom. Rashi, hach mi'ila lav mi'ila mamish ka'amar, v'lo banana min ha'egdish. We're not talking about getting anah from egdish violating this mi'ila, ela b'chomesh ka'amar, u'bebaliftos egdish ka'amar. It's talking about if you're coming to redeem egdish, if you have to add a chomesh. V'kari l'chomesh mi'ila mishum to be mi'ila nami, shay chomesh. And the reason we call it mi'ila, even though it has nothing to do with mi'ila, is because by mi'ila there's also a din of chomesh. You have to add a chomesh when you pay back for mi'ila that's been violated. That's the point. We're trying to learn the din of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. As the Gemara continues, uk Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and like the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that you're only most of chomesh on hektish rishon, but not on hektish sheni. So there's our source, that you're only most of chomesh on hektish rishon, not on hektish sheni. It's the comparison to behema tameya. That behema tameya, we find you most of chomesh, just like behema tameya is hektish rishon and is not hektish sheni. You would never transfer kedusha from something that is kadosh to a behema tameya. You might take your horse and say, I'm makdish this l'shamayim. So then the value is going to be hektish shamayim. You're going to have to transfer the kedusha onto something else. But you would never transfer onto a behema tameya. So to anything that is hektish, for which you're going to be most of chomesh at the pidyon, has to only be hektish rishon, not hektish sheni. Amlai in hachi kamina. He says, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. I never meant to say anything about mi'ila. I meant to say specifically about being most of chomesh. Amlai ravash the ravina behema tameya bitchilas hektish itza be'emtza hektish lasa. Wait, does behema tameya only have the possibility of being hektish rishon, and it doesn't have the possibility of being hektish sheni? Meaning, as it's true, behemah tameya can't be the final product of hektish. It can't be the thing that is ultimately used by hektish. But there can be many steps in between. Meaning, you could be makdish item A, transfers kedusha to B, transfer that kedusha to C, transfer that kedusha, and the final item is going to be what's kadosh. The behemah tameya could be anywhere along the line, except for last in the line. So behemah tameya could also be hektish sheni. It doesn't necessarily preclude the possibility of behemah tameya being hektish sheni, as Rashi points out. Granted, it can't be sof hektish because it can't be used on the mizbeach, lo l'shaka bebinyan, nor can it be used as building material, and that's ultimately the only two ways hektish is going to use anything. But it could be somewhere in the middle of the line where you then redeem it for something else. No, we mean to say is because it can't be sof hegdish, therefore we assume that hu hadin, since behemah tameya can't be sof hegdish, we're deriving that you're not most of chomesh on anything that's sof hegdish, and we're assuming if you're not being most of chomesh when you're podas something that's sof hegdish, you're also not most of chomesh when you're podas something that's emtsa hegdish. It's the din of asavas chomesh is only bitchilas hegdish. It's only on hegdish rishon, only on the first generation of hegdish. So I'm there v'ach midivt the ravina be'emtsa hegdish mi'isa v'los v'nami chomesh. But I don't understand if it could be be'emtsa hegdish. Why? Why? All we see from the pasuk is that it can't be sof hegdish, and there's no din of asavas chomesh at the end of the line, but in the middle of the line, why not? Why isn't there a din of asavas chomesh? Amrlei harehu kisof hegdish, because anything in the middle is similar to that which is at the end of the line. Mas hof hegdish ena mosav chomesh, hav emtza hegdish ena mosav chomesh. Just like sof hegdish, there's no din of chomesh, emtza hegdish is similar enough to sof hegdish that we're going to say you're also not mosav chomesh. Amrlei rav zutra b'reid rav mari l'ravina, mai chosis de medamas leil sof hegdish, nedami l'tchilas hegdish. Why would you compare it to sof hegdish? Meaning, you have something in the middle. How do you know to compare? Here's what we know. We know that tchilas hegdish, beferish in the pasuk, you're mosav chomesh, that you add a fifth. A drasha from the pasuk we learn that sof hegdish, you're not mosav chomesh. It doesn't say anything about emtsa hegdish. So it's a judgment call, really. Where do you want to compare it to? You want to compare it to tchilas hegdish or sof hegdish? Why are we so certain that we should compare it to sof hegdish? Maybe we should compare it to tchilas hegdish. In the Sefer Kos Yeshuas, he explains not just why not, but that there's an actual svara to compare it from the fact that the Torah mentions behemah Tmeya, which can't be Sof Hekdish. So it's most correct to say that just like a Behemoth Tmeya, the Pasuk is telling us that it should be that since by Behemoth Tmeya, the Pasuk is coming to tell me that it's with Nidma Emtsa Hekdish L'Tchilas Hekdish. So we should learn that in all situations we should compare Emtsa Hekdish L'Tchilas Hekdish and not to Sof Hekdish, meaning Behemoth Tmeya can be Emtsa Hekdish and can be Tchilas Hekdish, and that's the example the Pasuk gave of Behemoth Tmeya. That's the example of Chomesh in the Pasuk. So it's most mistaver to assume that when the Pasuk teaches me the din of Chomesh, it's talking about Emtsa Hekdish as well, and that Emtsa Hekdish should not have the same din as Sof Hekdish. Tosfos just points out that if that were the case, if the halacha were that only Sof Hekdish does not have the din of Chomesh, and Emtsa Hekdish does have the din of Chomesh, v'im tomer im kein kra lameli ilimutei Sof Hekdish ha'im Chomesh shayach bo kim shein nifta od. He says, oh, then what exactly is the pasuk teaching me? If only Sof Hekdish didn't have a din of Chomesh, well, there is no din of Chomesh on Sof Hekdish. There's no pidyon on Sof Hekdish. Sof Hekdish by definition means that which you are not being poed at, that which ultimately Hekdish is using. They're bringing it on the Mizbeach, they're using it as building material. So what are we talking about there? There is no Pidyon, obviously there's no Chomesh, then there's no Chiddush in the Pasuk at all. So how could the Gemara even suggest that Emtsa Hekdish should be like Tchilas Hekdish, and it's the Pasuk is only saying that Sof Hekdish doesn't have Chomesh? Of course Sof Hekdish doesn't have Chomesh. So Tos comes up with a couple of possibilities. V'yesh lomar kigon shalaka chavanim kidei l'shakan v'binyan v'nimlach aleim v'tosam v'mikref yilwachi Sof Hekdish kibinim v'tchila hayadaitel l'shakan. First possibility is maybe Sof Hekdish over here doesn't mean that which you ultimately use as Hekdish, but that which you had planned on using as Hekdish, and then you change your mind and you decide, you know what, let me be poded instead. But maybe that too would have a status of Sof Hekdish where you would not be most of Chomesh. Inami, another possibility, says, let's say they did use it in the binyan, they actually used it for construction in Hekdish, and then the wall caved in, so they have broken building materials, and now they want to be poded those materials. So it in fact was Sof Hekdish. Hekdish actually used it, but now they need to be poded it. So that's where the Torah is telling me not to be most of Chomesh. So anyway, back in the Gemara is asking this very legitimate question. So what makes you believe that Emtsa Hekdish has the same din as Sof Hekdish? Maybe Emtsa Hekdish is the same din as Tchilas Hekdish. Says Gemara, Amlei Mistavel Sof Hekdish. It's most similar to Sof Hekdish because it's something that is nitfas, it's something that didn't originate as the Hekdish, it was just nitfas onto something else, as opposed to that which is Tchilas Hekdish, got its Hekdish not from being nitfas, but from being the actual item that was Hukdash. So the Svari is that the Sof Hekdish is Kadosh Batz Muso and is supposed to stay Kadosh forever. Emtsa Hekdish al Pirov remains Kadosh forever, because normally, even if you're Mechal Tchilas Hekdish, you would only be Mechal on something that's Ra'ui for Kiddush Olam. Meaning, when you're being Mechal Hekdish, it doesn't make sense to transfer Kiddush of a horse onto a camel. It just doesn't make sense. You would transfer it onto something that Hekdish can use. It may not be the end of the line. You may then be pulled on something else, but why would you initially be pulled? So that's how the Ritva explains, rather, that just like Sof Hekdish is something that's meant to be forever, so too Emtsa Hekdish is the type of thing that could be forever. Says Gemara, no, but Adrabba, L'Tchilas Hekdish Havlei L'Dmuye, Shekein Davar Sheish Achrov Kedusha, Midavar Sheish Achrov Kedusha. Maybe we should compare it to Tchilas Hekdish, because both Tchilas Hekdish and Emtsa Hekdish is not the end of the line. There's something else that's going to become Kadosh after it. And says Gemara, Kedam Rava, Ha'ola Ola Rishona, just like we darshan the pasuk Ha'ola Ola Rishona, that Ha'ola means the first. It says by the Seder Maaracha Ubir Ola Koin Eitzim Baboker Baboker Va'Orach Aleha Ha'ola. So we darshan that it's the first Ola. That's the Tamid Shel Shachar. Hachnami Hatmeya Tmeya Rishona. So too, when the pasuk says about being Podef a Behema Tmeya for and adding one fifth, the Torah says Vimba Behema ha tmeya ufdei barakech of Yosef chamishi sawalav. So since it says ha tmeya, we say yeah, only if it was first generation hegdish. For anything that's past first generation hegdish, there is no din of being mosif chamesh. Tos points out, what does it mean ola rishona? Ha ola is the first. What first ola? What makes it first? He says aksuva rishona bekarbanos beparshas Pinchas vaynukom shel shachar. V'chein pirushashi perek tam nishchet. What it means by first is the first one mentioned in the Chumash, in the Parsha, in Parshas Pinchas, in the Seder of the Karbanos. Inami Rishona Shekrivi Yisrael B'Midbar L'Mad Yamadot L'S Tamid Havai. Or the first one they brought in the Midbar. Inami Rishona L'Chinu Chamizbech and B'Atchel Sein Mechan Chamizbech L'Betam L'Shachar. Or the first one that you use to be Mechanich L'Mizbech when there's a new Mizbech. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We have a brisa that says, just like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that you're only most of Chumash on first generation Hagdish, but not on second generation Hagdish. Parazu Tachas Parashal Hagdish. Talazu Tachas Talas Shal Hagdish. Hekdesho Padui Viad Hagdish Al Elyona. You exchange a para for a para, a talis for a talis. There already is a talis of Hagdish, you exchange it for another talis. So it's Padui, and Hagdish has the upper hand in terms of what has greater value. If the initial item had greater value, Hagdish will be able to say, okay, this talus is now this lesser value talus now Hagdish, but yeah, you owe us the rest of the money. You owe Hagdish the rest of the money. If the second talus had a greater value, Hagdish does not have to reimburse. They don't have to give change. They get to keep the second talus, which has greater value. Parazu b'chamish shloim tachas parashal Hagdish. Talazu b'chamish shloim tachas talashal Hagdish. Let's say you give a monetary value to it. You mention a monetary value, hekdesho padui. That also works as a pidyon. The hekdesh can be padui, even if it's not worth what you said it was worth. And the you're just going to have to be mashlim the number to that point. Al hekdesh rishon, but here's the point. Al hekdesh rishon mosav chamesh, al hekdesh sheni and mosav chamesh. That's why we're bringing this whole thing. Because you see clearly, like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that you're mosav chamesh on hekdesh rishon, but you're not mosav chamesh on hekdesh sheni. Okay, new mission now. Hona'a arba'a kesef, atayna shtei kesef, va'odah shav pruta. Hona'a is arba'a kesef, when you're buying something for a seller. That we already learned. Hona'a, the shir of hona'a is 1/6. When it comes to the din of moda b'miksas, which requires a shvua midaraisa, how much does the person have to be toveya and how much does the person have to be moda in order to be mechayiv a shvus moda b'miksas? So the halach is the taina has to be shtei kesef, though da'a has to be shavu pruta. Rashi explains, bezin is not mashbia shvus moda b'miksas unless the person is toveya two kesef worth, he has to say shtei kesef yesh li b'yadcha, and the nitva has to be moda to a shava pruta of that. And the rest of it, he's kofer, the rest of it he denies, that's a shvus moda miksa. Seems straightforward enough. However, if you look at the sugya mesecha shvus of lamitasam beis, about what exactly the minimum shear is for Shavuos Moda Mitzvahs, it is in fact a machlokas in Masechta Shavuos between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that the Kfiras HaTaina has to be Shtei Kesef, which means that the initial Taina has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta, and then the guy has to be Moda on at least a Pruta, and deny at least Shtei Kesef. Not that the initial Taina is Shtei Kesef. Shmuel holds that the initial Taina only has to be Shtei Kesef, and the denial has to be a Pruta from that. So Rashi very clearly, just explaining our Mishnah, takes the side of Shmuel in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the status of the halachos of Shvuos Moda B'miksas. Normally, that wouldn't bother us very much, because normally, when you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in Dine Mamanus, Hilchsuk Shmuel B'dine. However, most of the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Ritva, and clearly in Shulchan Aruch, once you have the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh all agreeing, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskin like Rav over here. This is an exception to Hilchsuk Shmuel B'dine, because the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Mem, brings a brisa to be Misayel Rav. A brisa that supports Rav does not support Shmuel. So that's the troubling part. Why it is that Rashi assumes, like Shmuel over here, when that's Kenegada Halacha. So Rashi, in general, sometimes just tries to be Mefarish, but you would think he could, if he has the option one way or the other, that he would want to be Mefarish Kahalacha. So the Tosiyant of Himsech Shavuos actually is Mochiach from Rashi, that from our Rashi, that he holds that Allah is like Shmuel, that he disagrees with all those Rishonim. Rashi doesn't have to answer to all the, but maybe that ain't a chinami. That's a machlokas Rishonim now, that Rashi holds like that we pass on like Shmuel and not like Rav. Okay, once we're on the topic of Shavu Pruta, Chamesh Pruta saying there are five separate halachas that involve a Shavu Pruta. Ha'odah Shavu Pruta, we just mentioned for a mother mixas it needs to be Shavu Pruta. Ve'isha Miskadesh Shavu Pruta, first mission in Kiddushin, is that you need Shavu Pruta to be Mekadesh Nisha. Va'anena b'Shavu Pruta min ha'hegdesh ma'al, in order for one to violate Me'ila, to be chayv a carbon and to pay back with the chomesh, he has to be nena shavapruta worth of magdish. V'amotzi shavapruta chayv lahachris hashavas aveda. If you find the shavapruta's worth, that's where you need to be machris. You need to announce it. V'agozel es chaveru shavapruta v'nishbalo yolichedu achrav v'filu madai. If a person steals a shavapruta from someone else and he swears to him and that he doesn't have it, so he has to he then has to chase him down even the madai in order to return it. Says Rashi, im hodesh nishbalo sheker, if he admits that he swore falsely, he has to go and personally return it. Only then does he get the kapara, not enough to give it to a shliach. But if he stole less than a shavapruta, he doesn't have to do all of that. Maram Shif writes that that's all if the nigzal is not here, that the gazlan doesn't have to be tareach to bring it all the way back until madai if it's not worth the shavapruta. But if the gazlan is here, even if it's less than a shavar pruta, you certainly have to return it to the nigzal. If the nigzal is right there in front of you, you would certainly have to return the pachs mishavar pruta to the nigzal. Other rishonim assume not that way, that someone who steals less than a shavar pruta, there's no chiv hashava whatsoever. That the chiv hashava, pachs mishavar pruta, the chiv hashava, the gzela, doesn't apply to pachs mishavar pruta. Why that would be the case is a fascinating discussion in the rishonim. There are two basic shitos. One shita is halacha l'moshe misinai. The isra of lo sigzal is only violated when you steal a pruta, and therefore the isra of the mitzvah of hashava is only when you stole a shava pruta. Others say no, that it's darkam shal yisrael limchal al pachas mishava pruta. There's no mitzvah hashava unless in a shava pruta, because most people are mochel when you stole less than a shava pruta, so you don't have a chiv hashava. He was already mochel whatever it is that you have to return. When Chaschinuch points out in mitzvah koflamid several nafkaminas between those two reasons. For example, what if the nigzal is not mochel or can't be mochel, like a cheresh shotev katan who are not b'nei mechila? So if the whole svar is mechila, well then you better return it to him. But if it's not a din mechila, it's halach l'moshe misinei, that's the shear of the yisr, so then you wouldn't have to return it to him. Or someone steals something that's not worth a shavu pruta, and then after you steal it, it goes up in value, and now it's worth a shavu pruta. If it's because of mechila, the guy was already mochel, so you don't have to return it. But if you say that the whole mitzvah hashava is only on something that's worth the shavu pruta, well now it is worth the shavu pruta, so you should have to return it. Or you steal a chatzi pruta today, another chatzi pruta tomorrow from the same person. So the mechila happens immediately. As soon as it's stolen, there's a mechila. But in terms of chiyuv hashava, now you have a whole pruta worth to return. So maybe now there should be a chiyuv hashava. So all these are potential nafkaminas in that discussion. Also, some rishonim say that it's usher to steal pachas mishavar pruta Minatorah. So the Mefarshim just raised the question, you know, it's a sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Nun test, that the Gemara says that there's a rule in Kalatara Kula, that there's nothing that's mutter for a Jew and is asr for a Ben Noach. There's nothing that we're more machmir in a Ben Noach than we are for a Jew. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, what about Pachash Mishav Pruta? It's asr for Ben Noach. That's a Dara Mabul, right? It's asr for Ben Noach, steal Pachash Mishav Pruta, but it's mutter for Yisrael to steal Pachash Mishav Pruta. So how it could be that Rishonim say that it's an issur d'oraisa for Yisrael to steal pachas mishavar pruta, it sounds beferish in the Gemara that it's mutter. So the Rishonim point out that it can't mean mutter, that it doesn't mean mutter, it's just that there's a chilik in the chomer isur between pachas mishavar pruta and yasur mishavar pruta, as opposed to by Ben Noach, it doesn't make a difference. That's how the Aruch Liner explains in Sanhedrin over there. But there's no way that it's mutter to go stealing pachas mishavar pruta, that Yisrael is allowed to steal pachas mishavar pruta. So, frankly, Gemara, wait a second. The first halacha, the very first halacha that this Mishnah records is that a shiro na'a is 1/6. Well, we already learned that. Oh, no, Arba Kesem, Yasem, Arba Kesem, L'Selesh, L'Selmecha. We already had a whole discussion about that. That was on Mem Tesem Beis. Says Gemara, Hatayna Shtei Kesem, Hadash, Avbudu, Sri Chalei. Eino Chinami. The Chiddush of this Mishnah is the next halacha. Is about Modu B'Mekses Hatayna. Frak the Gemara, okay, maybe not in Bab Metzia, but Hanami Tanina. Didn't we know that one already also? From the Mishnah Masecha Shavuos, the Shavuos HaDayanin, Hatayna Shtei Kesem, Vahadash, Shavar Pruta. I don't need our Mishnah to teach me the din of Modu B'Mekses. Says Gemara, Now, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that it puts together a list of five dinim that all involve a pruta. So let's look at this list. Frak the Gemara, I noticed something missing on the list. Velisninami ho'na'a pruta. Why doesn't it mention that ho'na'a is violated with a pruta? If the mekach was exactly six prutos, then the ho'na'a is 1/6. The shir ho'na'a would be a pruta. Amravkana zosomeris ein ho'na'a leprutos. That's to teach us that there is no such din of ho'na'a leprutos. Meaning Rashi explains that if the ho'na'a was a pruta, then the mekach was shesh prutos. It doesn't have a din ona'a. It needs to have a larger amount. It needs to be a matbea shal kesef. A pruta is a matbea shal nechoshes. It would actually need a larger amount in order for it to be a shir ona'a. Not all the Rishonim agree with Rashi in terms of what exactly it means over here. But that's how Rashi understands. So it must be there is no din of pruta by ona'a. V'Levi Amar Yesh Onal Leprutos, and Levi says there is Onal Leprutos. Chen Tani Levi Masni Say Chamish Prutos. In fact, when Levi put together his list of five Prutos, look what made the list. Very first item, Ha'ona Pruta, Va'oda Pruta, V'Kedusha Yisha Pruta, V'Gezel Pruta, V'Yeshivas Hadayanim Pruta. Very different list. He includes Yeshivas Hadayanim, that Dayanim sit to discuss a case of a Pruta, of a minimum of a Pruta. V'Tani Dam Ma'itam Lokatani Yeshivas Hadayanim. Why didn't our Tanim mention Yeshivas Hadayanim being a minimum of pruta? So Gemara says it sort of does. Tani le Gezel. It says that Gezel is bepruta, so a case of Gezel would be heard by Dayanim only if it was worth a pruta. Umila Tani Gezel, Tani Aveda. Yeah, but I mean, it says Gezel and it says Aveda. Both of those are things that would be dealt with by judges. So how can you say it's all included in one? Sahanach Hitzrichle. There's a unique chiddush in each of those dinim. By gezel, there's a chiddush that if you lied and you swore to it, then you admit that you lied, that you have to chase the guy all the way to Madai to return it. Aveda, mostly aveda shav pruta chayv lahachris. The afal gav the zal. The halacha by aveda is if you find an aveda that's worth a shav pruta, you have to be machris even if now it went down in value and it's worth less than a pruta. So each of those is an important chiddush. V'Levi my time alotani aveda bepruta. Why didn't Levi have on his list an aveda? Tani le gezel. He thinks it's included in gezel that you keep the aveda. That's gezel. Umilo katani gezel katani yeshivas hadayanim. But he listed gezel and yeshivas hadayanim separately. Says Gemara yeshivas hadayanim tzrichalei. He asked to list yeshivas hadayanim lafuki midrav katina. Tam rav katina beizin iskak and afilu pachs mishav pruta. Because rav katina holds that beizin will hear cases. They're extremely small claims court of even less than a shav pruta. The Levi my time alokatani hegdish. Why didn't Levi have hegdish on his list as one of the things that's din of a shav pruta? B'chulin kamayri hegdish lo kamayri b'kachim lo kamayri. He's dafka talking about things that relate to chulin. He doesn't talk about things that relate to kachim. El tana don de kamayri b'kachim nisinami meiser b'pruta. So our tana who does talk about kachim, why doesn't he mention meiser sheni, the din of pidin meiser sheni, that it's only if it's worth a pruta? Command Yamar in b'chum sho pruta, because maybe he holds that the din of meiser sheni is not that if the meiser sheni is worth a pruta you could be poda it. No, you need the meiser sheni to be worth four prutos in order to be poda. We need that the extra chomesh that you're adding when you're poda the meiser sheni be worth a pruta. So there is no din of meiser sheni b'pruta. So says Gemara, but there sort of is v'lisni chomesh meiser b'pruta. We're just moving the question over. Instead of the meiser being the pruta, the chomesh meiser has to be a pruta, and there you have another din of pruta, that the chomesh of meiser sheni, when you're poda the meiser sheni has to be a pruta. Now b'karna kamari b'chomesh lo kamari. We're talking about Karen, we're not talking about Chomesh. That's why it doesn't make the list. Interesting over here that we that we have this discussion whether ona'a, whether there's a din pruta by ona'a, and there are these deos that there is no such thing as a din pruta by ona'a. Ona'a l'chor is a typical dine mamunis case, right? It's a classic halacha dine mamunis. Overcharging is similar to stealing and similar to hashavza, similar to everything else in dine mamunis. So why is it that all other dine mamunis has a din of a shavar pruta, and ona'a there's no din of a shavar pruta? So in the Torah Schayim, he suggests that ona'a is not like gezel, because gezel is dependent on a certain amount. Sometimes, it could be $1 million, and it still may not be subject to ona'a. If the deal happened to have been on a $1 billion building in Manhattan, so then there's no ona'a of $1 million if it was mispriced by $1 million. So there is no sheer, there is no, meaning that it could be massive amounts of money, and still not, ona'a is a function of percentage of sale, as opposed to everything else is a function of, you know, some minimum amount that one violates the isser with. So that's why you wouldn't have a din of a pruta. There wouldn't be a minimum of a pruta, because it's always a function of percentage. Gufa, Amrav Katina, Bezdin is kakin, afilu pachs mishav pruta. We had mentioned that Bezdin is going to hear cases and deal with cases even involving less than a pruta. Masav Rava, ve'es asher chata min hakodesh yishalem. Pasuk says, ve'es asher chata min hakodesh yishalem, l'rabos pachos mishavar pruta liyishavon l'kodesh in avalahed yotlov, that less than mishavar pruta has to be returned dafka by kodesh though, and not by a hedyot. So it doesn't that prove that Bezin does not hear cases of less than mishavar pruta? Eliin marhachit maramar of kantina imhusku Bezin l'shavar pruta gomrin afilu pachos mishavar pruta. Tchilas hadin bin pruta, gemar din lo bin pruta. The halach is as follows: does Bezin deal with cases of less than mishavar pruta? The answer is, depends. Bezin starts, will only start a case if it involves a shavar pruta, but there'll be gomer a case even if it does not involve a shavar pruta. What does that mean, to be gomer a case even if it does not involve a shavar pruta? So Rashi explains that if Bezin started to be done on a tviya of a shavar pruta, and before the Bezin gets up, the nitva turns around, that is toveya from the toveya, less than a shavar pruta, Bezin listens to the taina of the nitva, even though it does not, it's not a taina of a shavar pruta. The Bach is medayik from Rashi. Wow, interesting. Only if the nitva turns around and is toveya back to the toveya, less than a shavar pruta. But if the toveya himself, before the Romid min adin, says, you know what, in addition to what I sued him for originally, he also owes me a pachas mishavar pruta, then ain iskakin lo, because that's considered like a din chadash. That's not considered like a gemar din. Why is that a din chadash as opposed to the case where the nitva turns around and is tavea him? You have to say that that's considered part of the gemar din, because he's going to walk out paying less money, meaning they're obviously only going to pay the difference between the two. So therefore, it's considered like a gemar din. The kesef mishnah, however, in Hilchos Sanhedrin Parachaf, Halacha Yud Aleph, is medayik from the Rambam, something else entirely. He says, the Rambam writes, Vim huzkuku l'shava pruta, gomrin es dino afilu pachs mishava pruta. Kesef Mishnah points out, what the Rambam means to say is, if Bezin started to be done on a pruta that the guy claimed, and while they're judging the case, the toveya is toveya another tevia that's less than a pruta, the second tevia is mitstarif to the first tevia, it's all considered one tevia. But if the nitva is tevia pachs mishav pruta, after they already started to be done the case on the tevia of the pruta, so then it's like a new case. But the Kesemish says it could be that since if the nitva was zocha b'tviyaso, he would be judged to be correct. So Bezin would deduct whatever the second guy is tovei him. It's still considered within the initial din. The Ritva says no. What it means by gemar din over here is Bezin starts to be done on the tviya that has a shavar pruta, and then as it turns out they're assessing, wait, what's this really worth? And it turns out that even though the guy came and sued him over a pruta, it turned out, you know, a lot of times people will sue someone for X amount of money, and really what they're owed is way less than that. So he came in suing for more than a pruta, and then they realize it's way less. So Bezin is not going to say, oh well, this isn't our business. If they already started dealing with the case, they finish dealing with the case. That's how the Ritva understands the issue of gemar din. Not some new claim that comes up, but a new understanding of the original claim to actually be less than a pruta. Okay, says the Mishnah, Chamisha Chum Shenein. There are five dinim that involve the Chumash. Eluin, when we see it's really more than five, it's five categories of dinim that involve being most of a Chumash. Ha'ochel Truma, Trumas Meisur, Trumas Meisur, Sholdemai, Vachal Vabikurim, most of Chumash. That's all one. If you eat Truma, Vishogigi, Trumas Meisur, Trumas Meisur, Sholdemai, where really in Midaraisa there was no need to even be mafreshed as Trumas Meisur, but only because of Demai, because you purchased from Naram Aretz, Midaraisa. We treat it like Trumas Meisur, Chala, which is treated like Truma, and Bikurim, you add a Chumash when you pay it back. Second, va'apoda neta revayu meisur sheni shalo, most of chomesh. If a person is poda his own neta revayu, or his own meisur sheni, neta revayu is that which grows from the tree after the 3 years of arla are over, that which grows in the fourth year, is treated like meisur sheni, it's got to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Meisur sheni itself has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim and you want to be poda it for money, you got to add a chomesh. Third, apoda sekdesho, most of chomesh. You made something hegdish, now you want to buy it back, you add a chomesh to the buyback. Hanena shavar pruta min hegdish, most of chomesh. Fourth halacha, if one is moel behegdish, he gets hana of a shavar pruta worth from hegdish. When he pays back, he has to be most of chomesh. And finally, vagozlas chaveru shavar pruta v'nishpalo, most of chomesh. If someone stole from his friend the shavar pruta and he swore to him falsely, he has to, and then he gets caught, then he admits that he lied, he has to be most of chomesh when he pays back. So Amar Rava, Kashalei L'Rav Lazar, Trumas Meisur Shel Demai. Rav Lazar was bothered by the din of Trumas Meisur Shel Demai over here, that our Mishnah mentions Trumas Meisur Shel Demai as something that you have to be Mosif a Chomesh on. Keep in mind, Demai, like we said, is only a din midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, Rova Me'aretz Ma'asr Me'im. You don't assume that the items that you're buying, that the produce you're buying from Namaretz, has any problems of Maestros on a Daraisa level. It's only midrabanan, that it's a significant minority that do not take Maestros. So V'chi also, do the Chacham really go so far? Are the Chacham so machmir like with Dinim Darabanan like they are with Dinim Daraisa? I understand with Truma it's a Din Daraisa, so most of Chomesh. But the Chacham are going to treat it mamish like a Din Daraisa? So Tosus asks the obvious question. He says, you know, we find in lots of places in Shas that also Chacham Chizik L'Devrayim Yoser Mishal Torah, that the Chacham are more machmir by Dinim Darabanan than they are with Dinim Daraisa. So why is the Gemara so surprised over here that they're machmir kishel tari? He says, "Avgav to become a kamos asafili yoser mishel tara." He says, no, that's only when there's a knas that's being imposed in order to make a siyag around the Torah. Aval hacha afilu b'tshumas meisur v'adei lo av a shaykh l'miknas chomesh im lo shomer Torah. L'kach lo liknos b'shal demai. Over here it's not a knas. The chomesh is something, it's a gzeres hakasuv, that there's a din of chomesh. So to apply the gzeres hakasuv, the din of chomesh, to a din drabanu, where it's not a knas, it's not a penalty, it's not, so that's unusual. M'shani d'achanami asu havlad mamzav pishe in svara. Let's go weiter. So ask the Gemara, do we ever have such a thing that we're going to make a chizik l'divrayim kishal Torah? So why would we so machmir by the demai? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hamani Rabbi Meir he. Maybe we're assuming like Rav Meir. Damar also chama chizik l'divrayim kishal Torah. Rav Meir holds taka we do that we did the cham do make a chizik l'divrayim kishal Torah. Where does Rav Meir say such a thing? Ditanya, Hamavi get me medina siyam. A guy is a shliach to bring a get me medina siyam, and he gives the woman the get, but he doesn't say the magic words b'fani nechtam, which the chacham instituted. You have to say it's a whole discussion the beginning of getting why it is you have to say b'fani nechtam mitzvim lekaimo, whatever it is, ain't mekin l'shma, but you have to say it. And we pass on this even b'zman hazeh, we do this b'fani nechtam, but he didn't say it. Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer Divra Meir. Remeir says she got remarried based on that get, she has to get divorced, any child that she has is a mamzer from that new marriage. V'cham Momrim Ein Vlad Mamzer. V'cham say, no, the Vlad is not a mamzer, this was a Din Midrabanan. You don't have to say that the Vlad is a mamzer. Kate said, Yasa, so what do you do to correct it? You take it back from her and then you give it again, and this time you say, Now it's interesting, he just says Ein Avlad Mamzer, but the Rabbanan didn't say when they argued on Rameir that Lo Teitze. So Tosus points out, Midalokam Rabbanan Lo Teitze Da Adifa Tefei, Mokal Desfilu De Teitze Avgav Ein Avlad Mamzer. I mean, even the Chum would agree she has to get divorced. It's just that Ein Avlad Mamzer. Ul Rameir Mishum Delo Amr Lo Farinechtam Farinechtam Yosef Avlad Mamzer? Does Rameir really hold that because you don't say Farinechtam Farinechtam, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer? In Rameir Lutamei, Damer of Nun Mishmei Deula, Omer Hay Rameir, Kolamishanim Matbeah Shtovacham Begitin, Yotziv Avlad Mamzer. If one does not follow the precise formula outlined by the Chamim in giving a get, then the Vlad is in fact going to be a Mamzer. And that is a prime example of Rameir being Machmir, of the Rameir holding that Cham Asu Chizik Ludevrayim, Kishal Torah. Bez Hashem will continue that discussion with the Masa Rav Sheshes tomorrow.